You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to be joined on the phone by Dover historian Susan Ski Witzofsky. Susan, thanks for joining us on Sounds Good today.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Ski, you told me you've been with LBL in some capacity for 35 or so years, and you're going to give a program Saturday from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the home place about Fort Henry, a fort that we no longer see. Would you describe the fort to us as it was in 1862?
Okay. It was on the edge of the Tennessee River, and it was just a little bit north of Piney Campground now. So that gives you kind of an aspect about 5 miles north of the Parrish Landing Bridge, and it was in a floodplain area when the river was in flood stage at that time because of the February rains, and be similar to what we're having right now. And weather was hot and cold, warm, and had some freezing rain and stuff at that time too. But the rain flooded the river, and most of the fort was actually in water. If they'd waited another day or two, it probably would have been totally flooded out, and they wouldn't have had the battle. But it was right at the edge of the river, and the Tennessee River flows from there to from Paducah. You're going upstream coming to Fort Henry. So the gunboats were coming upstream, and the fort was on the east side of the river, and the gunboats were going to line up and face it and shoot at it. But now the thing, the gunboats, they could get had to fight the stream because it was in flood stage, so there was a lot of current. And but also put them at a higher level right at the fort level. But the guns in the fort were also did damage to the gunboats too. So there was, but the, you know, on the both north and south of the fort, there were guns facing both ways. So they could have expected gunboats from either direction or boats coming in from that direction. Now, the on the east bank, which is where the Fort Henry was, on the north, on the west bank, there was a fort called Fort Hyman. And now Grant landed troops on both sides of the river, on the east and the west, and they had troops coming on land as well as the gunboats. But actually the gunboats took the fort before the troops on the land could get there because of the flood stage of the river also made the creeks and the roads muddy and impassable too. So it slowed down the land troops. So the Battle of Fort Henry was actually won by the gunboats. So it was
And this is despite, I read that one of the unusual things about the battle was that the Confederates at Fort Henry deployed torpedoes, or I guess, what?
Kind of like a mine, you would think.
Yeah,
a
minefield.
Like round cylinders, about 5 foot long, or maybe a foot and a half, 2 foot in diameter, and they were flooded. They were actually flooded and didn't go off. When they're supposed to, when the boats came over and hit them, they were supposed to detonate and explode, damaging the boats. Well, the river being in flood stage, there was an island there called Panther Island, and the gunboats actually could go on the west side of the island because of the lake, the river being high at that time. So they could pick out some of the torpedoes earlier, and they did not detonate like they were supposed to because they weren't watertight, and they'd gotten water in them too. So, was one of the first times they used torpedoes or some kind of mine.
Yeah. Was there a structure on Fort Henry, or was it earthenworks?
It was at earthenworks, but it had it was bastion type, which was, and it had a moat dug around it also, but it was some structures in it, and they had tents and locations like that for the troops to stay.
They also
had some outer works too that were out of the fort, which is what you can see nowadays, which is the earthworks that are still visible. And some of the experts have told me they're really in good shape, considering, you know, that they were in private property, and then they were owned by the TVA during the time when after the river was flooded. So, and then Land Between Lakes in the 60s purchased the property too. So,
how many people were stationed at Fort Henry, and who was the leader there?
Well, it was about 2,000 troops, and they were actually they had a artillery troop. There was Jesse Taylor, who was in charge of that, and that's who stayed at the fort. The rest of the troops all abandoned the fort and headed toward Fort Donelson to reinforce it. And one of the reasons they had the battle at Fort Henry was to try to stall and give Fort Donelson as much time as possible to reinforce, get the troops there to reinforce them.
You know, it's for newcomers who move into West Kentucky, it's really an eye opener to learn that Donelson and Henry and Hyman were forts that really changed the course of the war.
Well, the rivers were your interstates at the time, and that was the importance of the forts there to protect the rivers so the Union troops couldn't have supplies brought in by boat, and that was the main way they had transportation, that rivers and railroads at the time. So, you know, they were very important. That's why they were built, to stop the Union from being able to use the rivers as transports for their supplies and their troops, too, and to stop them from being able to enter into the Tennessee portion, because Kentucky was neutral for a long time when it first started. So that's why they had to build them right into Tennessee, because they didn't want to violate Kentucky's neutrality.
So they're very close to the line. What were the fatalities involved in this battle that almost wasn't a battle?
Well, it depends on what book you read and what records you read, but there were several killed at both sides. But it wasn't a real bloody battle, but a lot of the gunboats, people were shot. But the cannons from the fort hit the boats and caused steam explosions on the boats, and they were scalded or they jumped overboard. So, but you know, you average probably would be, you might figure 60 or 70 people on both sides were killed, but there's no, you know, you can't say that one record's better than another one, because each side says different numbers. So that's probably an average, I'd say.
One of the records that I saw said that the loss of Fort Henry and Fort Donelson basically opened up lines for Union gunboats and shipping past to the Alabama border. So it was a significant strategic loss for the CSA.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely. Rivers were main orders of transportation.
So what happened? Fort Henry is, I wonder, is it a place where divers go look now underneath the lake, or is that kind of tourism not developed yet?
No, and I don't think there's really much you can see underwater there. I knew some divers that did do some muscle diving there, and you really can't feel anything down there, they say, or see anything. But you got an aerial photograph is one of the things I'll have, is from 1937, which was right before the Tennessee River was flooded. And you can still see the outline of the fort there, but you can't see any structures or anything on it. At that time, they'd all been removed by then. So
I'm glad you brought that up, because you'll be giving this program Saturday at the home place. Tell me, you'll be giving the program there, and then you're going to have a walk. Describe where you're going to go.
Okay, we'll go to the Fort Henry Trailhead parking lot there, and from there we can walk three different directions to get to where we want to go. We're probably going to go walk down to where you can see both where the fort was, and you can look across the river, which is the lake now, to where Fort Hyman was. And we'll discuss that. And then there's also a couple places there you can see there are earthworks there, too. So,
and, you know, you mentioned that the earthworks were well-preserved, as are those at Fort Hyman. They're quite elegant still.
Oh, yes, they are. Mm-hmm. And Fort Donelson is developing Fort Hyman also.
So, Ski Witzowski, you are going to be doing this once again at the home place in Land Between the Lakes, and it's the anniversary program commemorating the war at Fort Henry. It's really interesting, 152nd anniversary.
Yes, it's a neat thing of history. It's in, you know, it's in our backyard here. We need to learn about it and study it.
Amen. Thank
That's
you for being with
us.
Yeah, me too. I appreciate you being with us today.
Okay, thanks.